The Eurovision Song Contest, 2019, by Phil the Test Manager. Featured song, ABBA Waterloo. Yes, it's ski, but it is fun. Music is generally awful with the occasional gems. I find the voting to be one of the funniest things to watch on TV all year. I do miss Sertel's commentary, but the present incumbent, whilst I find generally annoying, is not too bad for the show. The UK entry is linked at the bottom. It is rather good in my view. I feel it will be top 3, could even be top 1 depending upon the political vote by EU members not trying to leave. Lots of links to some great songs, and a few dire urges, in this article, so right-click to open in a new tab is recommended. It began as the brainchild of Marcel Bezenkon of the EBU, European Broadcasting Union. The contest was designed to test the limits of live television broadcast's technology. It really is about fun. It is the most watched TV program in Europe and elsewhere. Why do non-European countries enter? Well, being allowed to enter the contest isn't about geography but about membership of the European Broadcasting Union, EBU. Every country which is a member is eligible to take part. Since both Israel and Armenia are members of the EBU, despite being outside the continental borders, they are therefore eligible to take part in the contest. Israel have been EBU members since 1957 although didn't take part in Eurovision until 1973, while Armenia only joined in 2005, making their contest debut the following year. The membership also allows the likes of Azerbaijan and Georgia, who are only partially in Europe, to take part in the contest. The clue is in the name. It's the Eurovision Song Contest, not the European Song Contest. The Aussies were invited along as special guests for the 60th contest based on the fact that they're huge fans of Eurovision and it's broadcast down under on SBS every year. I am pleased to say their song by Kate Miller-Heidke, Zero Gravity, qualified in the semi-final last Tuesday, so we will see it again tonight in the final. It's not bad. So on with a few details. As per the featured song, ABBA is the most successful Eurovision Song Contest winner. The Swedish pop band won the contest in 1974, held in Brighton, and they enjoyed phenomenal success ever since, despite officially splitting up in 1983. The most covered Eurovision Song Contest song is Domenico Modugno's Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu, also known as Volare. This appeared in 1958. Right-click the link to open in a new tab, to hear the original, I guarantee you will know the tune. The first contest was held on the 24th of May 1956, when 7 nations participated. With a live orchestra, the norm in the early years, and simple sing-along songs on every radio station, the contest grew into a true pan-European tradition. Following the breakup of the Soviet Union, more countries wanted to join in the 90s. So, in 1993 and 1994, a then record 25 countries took part. In 1996, a pre-qualification heat was organized to reduce 29 participants to 23, while host country Norway automatically qualified for the contest as 24th country. The challenge was solved in 2004, when a semi-final was introduced. Growing interest led to the introduction of a second semi-final in 2008. As a result, a record number of 43 countries took part in 2008 for the first time. Ratings of the Eurovision Song Contest have varied greatly over the past decades. In 2016, some 204 million people saw at least one of the three shows in whole or in part. Most successful countries. With 7 victories, Ireland is the most successful country at the contest. Sweden have won 6 times, while Luxembourg, France and the United Kingdom have each won 5 times each. The UK winners. Sandy Shure, Puppet on a String, 1967. Lulu, Boom Banga Bang, 1969. Tide. Brotherhood of Man, Save Your Kisses for Me, 1976. Bucks Fizz with Making Your Mind Up, 1981. Katrina and the Waves, Love, Shine a Light, 1997. It is worthy of note that the UK have also finished as runner-up on a record 15 occasions, with Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson, 1959, Brian Johnson, 1960, The Ellisons, 1961, Matt Monro, 1964, Kathy Kirby, 1965, Cliff Richard, 1968, Mary Hopkin, 1970, The New Seekers, 1972, The Shadows, 1975, Lindsay DePaul and Mike Moran, 1977, Scott Fitzgerald, 1988, Live Report, 1989, Michael Ball, 1992, Sonia, 1993, and Imani, 1998. The United Kingdom finished outside the top 10 on only 3 occasions at the contest in the 20th century, 1978, 1987 and 1999. Some top tunes amongst that lot. In the 21st century, the United Kingdom has only reached the top 10 twice, with Jessica Garlick 3rd, 2002, and Jade Ewan 5th, 2009. Since 2003, the UK have finished outside the top 20 on 9 occasions, including Gemini's appallingly bad 2003 null points result, which was the first time that the country had come last in the contest. The UK also finished last in 2008 with Andy Abraham, 14 points, and in 2010 with Josh Dubovy, 10 points. My personal view is that we had some pretty awful songs and singers. Null point, Norway can be found at the bottom of the scoreboard as many as 11 times. The songs came last in 1963, 1969, 1974, 1976, 1978, 1981, 1990, 1997, 2001, 2004 and in the grand final of 2012. In fairness, they also won 3 times, in 1985, 1995 and 2009. Even though the Eurovision Song Contest has taken place 62 times, 63 tonight, it has 65 winners. In 1969, 4 countries topped the scoreboard with an equal amount of points: the United Kingdom, Spain, the Netherlands and France. Lacking rules to resolve tie situations, the EPU had to declare all 4 contestants as winner. Tie breaks were introduced after this. Until 1998, each act was supported by a live orchestra and every country brought their own conductor. Noel Kellen conducted the orchestra of 5 winners, in 1980, 1987, 1992, 1993 and 1996. Dutch conductor Dolf van Delen conducting for a record 7 countries, Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Sweden, and Switzerland. In the beginning, it was obvious for the participants that they should sing in their country's national language. However, as the Swedish entry in 1965, Absent Friend, was sung in English, the EBU set very strict rules on the language in which the songs could be performed. National languages had to be used in all lyrics. Songwriters across Europe soon tagged onto the notion that success would only come if the judges could understand the content, resulting in such entries as Boom Banga Bang and La La La. In 1973, the rules on language use were relaxed, and in the following year ABBA would win with Waterloo. Those freedom of language rules would be soon reversed in 1977, to return with apparent permanent status in the 1999 contest. In 1999, a rule change allowed the United Kingdom, along with France, Germany, and Spain, to automatically qualify for the Eurovision Song Contest final, irrespective of their recent scores and without entering a semi-final, due to being the biggest financial contributors to the EBU. Voting: the voting systems used in the contest have changed throughout the years. The modern system has been in place since 1975. Voters award a set of points from 1 to 8, then 10 and finally 12 to songs from other countries, with the favorite being awarded the famous 2's points. Historically, a country's set of votes was decided by an internal jury, but in 1997 five countries experimented with televoting, giving members of the public in those countries the opportunity to vote en masse for their favorite songs. The experiment was a success, and from 1998 all countries were encouraged to use televoting wherever possible. Regional block voting, HTWiki. Although statistical analysis of the results from 2001 to 2005 suggests regional block voting, it is debatable whether this is due to political alliances or a tendency for culturally close countries to have similar musical tastes. The United Kingdom and France would historically exchange points, an average of 6.5 points per contest, and the UK has also had such a relationship with Ireland. Several countries can be categorized as voting blocks, which regularly award one another high points. Greece, Cyprus, and Bulgaria. Turkey and Azerbaijan. English-speaking countries or countries of the Commonwealth, Australia, Malta, Ireland, and United Kingdom. Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. The Netherlands and Belgium. Andorra, Portugal, and Spain. Albania and Italy. The Nordic states, Sweden, Norway, Finland, Denmark, and Iceland. The Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Romania and Moldova, acting as a bridge between the Balkan and Warsaw Pact states. The Balkan countries. North Macedonia and Albania. The former Yugoslav countries, Serbia, Bosnia, and Herzegovina. Slovenia, Montenegro, North Macedonia, and Croatia. The former USSR countries of Belarus, Ukraine, Russia, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Georgia, and Moldova. Hungary and Serbia. It is still common for countries to award points to their neighbors regularly, even if they are not part of a voting bloc. For example, Finland and Estonia, Germany and Denmark, the Baltic states and Russia or Albania and Greece. Votes may also be based on a diaspora. Greece, Turkey, Poland, Russia and the former Yugoslav countries normally get high scores from Germany or the United Kingdom. Armenia gets votes from France and Belgium, Poland from Ireland, Romania from Spain and Italy, and Albania from Switzerland, Italy, and San Marino. For those that like to know the odds, here you go. Who will win Eurovision Song Contest 2019? United Kingdom entry 2019. Michael Rice, Bigger Than Us. Our song this year is actually pretty good in my view. It will only be the political point scoring. This year I suspect many EU countries who do not yet want to leave the EU may be troubling themselves to give us many points, that will keep it out of the top 3. Odds have it a less than 1% chance of winning. I call BS, it's a good tune. Copyright Phil the Test Manager 2019.